Tantor Audio presents Fearsome by S.A. Wolfe. Narrated by Cheryl Ray. 1. There are young women in this city who are able to grab onto careers and romance with the zeal and ambition of an Olympic athlete. I, however, am not one of those women. I'll admit that I'm able to excel in parts of that equation, to a degree. I grew up in New York City, primed with a top-notch education, which has afforded me the ability to secure a great job in technology due to hard work and blessed prodigy talents, yet it hasn't made up for my less-than-stellar personal life. The phone call from my Aunt Virginia's lawyer comes one afternoon when I'm having an especially miserable day at work. Sitting in my cubby, surrounded by a dozen other techies also hunched over their computer monitors, I listen as Archibald Bixby informs me that my aunt died peacefully in her own bed a week ago, and that she bequeathed all of her money and possessions to me. He's sorry he couldn't tell me sooner, but he had to follow Aunt Virginia's instructions. I have a blurry image of my aunt. She was actually my great-aunt, a generation older than my parents, and the last time I saw her, I was 6. I remember running through her big old Victorian home, exploring the different rooms and all the remarkable things she collected. Artwork was everywhere. She was a painter, and over the years, she had collected other artists' work. It made me think of her house as something fanciful. Before I can delve further into my foggy memories, Mr. Bixby's request that I come to his office brings me back to the present. He thinks it will be best if I meet him in person where he can fill me in on the details of my aunt's will. He says that my aunt left...